Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we are so excited to be back with you tonight. And we want to invite you to pray, to sing and praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bible, grab your pen, your paper, open up your hearts and your minds to hear and receive the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hamid would lead us in our opening prayer.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. We humble ourselves before you, oh God, and we ask for mercy. We ask for forgiveness, Lord, and we come to give you thanks, Lord. You've been so good and so merciful. You've been so patient with us, oh God. You've been so kind, and we just want to take the time out to say thank you, Lord, for blessing us together one more time over the airways. Oh, blessed Savior, we thank you for all the blessings you bestowed upon us, Lord. We thank you for being so good to us and for answering our prayers. We
thank you, Lord Jesus, for the healing,
oh, Lord God. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, to reach out to us, Lord, and open doors
and make ways. We thank you, Lord Jesus,
for the miracles
that you've already wrought, Lord. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
glory
Jesus.
To your name, Lord. We
yes,
thank
Lord
you
Jesus,
for how you continue to
Lord,
uplift
Lord,
us, oh
yes,
God,
Lord.
And encourage
thank
us
thank
and
you.
Take us through.
Lord,
thank
Lord.
You for holding our
yes,
hands,
Lord,
Lord
Jesus,
for giving us guidance,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
for directing us. We
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord, because you've done so many wonderful things, and you're yet blessing us, oh God. You're yet
yes.
moving in our behalf, oh God. You're
yes,
yet
Lord.
Opening doors and making ways. You're yet pouring out blessings from
oh,
above, oh God, and we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
We thank you, oh God, for just allowing us to come before you, to call upon your name, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Come, Lord, and we bring all of our burdens. We lay them down before you, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Cast all our cares on you, because, Lord, we know you care.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We pray tonight, Lord, that you will hear the prayer of that sinner tonight. Oh, God, and that you will take away their sins, oh, God. And
yes,
claim
Lord.
Them as your own. Save
yes.
them, Lord Jesus, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. We know you're able, Lord. You can do all things. And we ask, God, that you will send your word tonight. Send
yes,
your anointing,
Lord.
Oh God. Let your word have free course. Anoint
yes,
the
Lord.
Speaker, Lord Jesus. Take
Jesus.
Control and have your way. Lord, let your will be done.
Your
In the
will.
Name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, be with us, Lord, throughout
yes,
the course
Lord.
Of this broadcast. And, Lord, let it be blessed. Let it be a blessing to so many, to those who are listening all around the world. Oh, God, bless their souls tonight.
Yes,
In
Lord.
The name of Jesus.
In the name of
Minister
Jesus.
Unto them, Lord, through your word. Minister Lord. To them. Through this broadcast, oh God, and for everything that's done, the scriptures, the prayers, the
yes,
songs, the
yes.
words of encouragement, everything that is done, Lord, let it minister to some
yes.
soul somewhere in the name of Jesus. We believe
yes.
you right now, Lord
we
God, and we are taking you at your word. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord Jesus, for this prayer. Lord. We are asking you to remember those on the prayer list, one
yes,
by
Lord.
One and name by name. Lord, whatever the need is, we know, God, that you will supply. Let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will. Comfort
yes.
and console the bereaved tonight. Have
Please,
mercy,
Jesus.
Lord God.
Mercy.
Have mercy, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Help them to endure during this difficult time. We believe it right now, oh God, and we count it as done. And we
yes.
give you thanks. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming through Dr. Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture, and I will be reading from the 54th number of Psalms. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies, cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me out of all trouble, and my eyes have seen his desire upon my enemies. Thank the Lord for the reading of the fifth number of Psalms.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful scripture reading coming through Sister Cheryl Edmond. And we just want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My Kings Service, Title 1, Skolin 1 is O-N-E. And we want to continue to pray for the souls on the prayer list. We want to remember Steve Allen Sr., who is currently battling cancer. We want to remember Tawana Hill, Missionary Lisa Johnson, Sister Adele, Mother Marshall and family, Titus Edmond Sr., Steve from Upper Darby, Deborah and her daughter, Carlton, for deliverance. We know that God is able. Miss Sissy, Patrick Miller, Jonathan West, DeMarcus West, Larry Denson, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. Charles Morris, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, and the bereaved Anderson family. Amen. I want to make sure I have everyone. Jonathan West. Amen. And all those who are currently requesting prayer at this time. And those are all the announcements that I have right now. I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. Amen. Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, I will go ahead and give the broadcast over into your hands that she may sing, give us a selection. Amen.
Thank you, Samin. Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank the Lord. I guess Evangelist Cynthia is not on right now, could be having some technical difficulties. Praise the Lord, but we thank God. We thank the Lord for you, all. Are you on, Evangelist Cynthia?
Yes, the devil is a liar.
Amen. Yes, he is.
Amen. I'm going to attempt to sing a song.
Go ahead.
Been on my mind all day. I need the all. I need thee. Every hour. thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee all. I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Every hour,
yes,
of the day, I need thee. Every hour of the day, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. If you need the Lord out there in radio land, help me sing this song.
Yes.
I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Let's sing it one more time. I need thee, all I need. Every hour I need thee, Jesus. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for that beautiful selection. That soul-stirring selection.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Calling
yes,
us to the Lord, saying,
bless your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
have
you,
have your
Jesus.
Way, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Lord Jesus.
Glory.
Thank God for his touch.
Yes.
That song, it goes deep down
yes.
into the soul.
Amen.
And just thinking on that scripture, that portion of scripture saying, behold, God is my helper.
Amen.
Lord, I need you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord, be right there. He's a
yes,
very
Lord.
Present help.
He's very yes. present.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
I need you.
Go ahead.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for this broadcast. I just thank God for all of you who have tuned in tonight. And I believe that somebody has already been blessed.
Amen.
And there are many more blessings to come if we just go ahead and open our hearts to receive the word of God. God has been speaking to us. He has been ministering to us through this broadcast. And I don't know about you, but I get hungry for it. I just be excited, and I'm waiting, praise the Lord, because I know that God has something good in store for all of us. And so at this time, get your Bible out if you don't have it out already. Get ready to hear from the Lord, because the word of God has been coming so powerfully. It's been coming so richly. Amen. The gospel truth is being told on this broadcast. Glory to God. And at this time, we're not going to stand in the way, but we're going to present to you the speaker in the person of the evangelist, Maybelle Edmond. Let's pray for her as she comes forth, and also pray along with her. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that introduction. As we go into a word of prayer, Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, asking that you will pour out of your spirit, send your anointing, take control tonight, Lord. Let your word reach some soul. Let some soul be blessed tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able. We take you at your word, and we believe you in faith, and we thank you in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Going directly to the word of God in the book of Ephesians. That's Ephesians, and we're going to begin with the second chapter, verse 1. That is Ephesians 2 and 1. And you has he quickened, wherein in time past ye walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. And going over to the book of St. John, the first chapter, and we're going to begin reading with verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And going, we're going to skip down to about the 14th verse. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me, before me, for he was before me, and of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. My title tonight, God's grace. And my theme tonight, you can find grace in the sight of the Lord. You can find grace in the sight of the Lord. Grace is a favor. It's something pleasing, merited, divine assistance given to humans for their generation or sanctification. I'm sorry, for their regeneration or sanctification. It's a virtue coming from God. It's appraisal or approval, favor, mercy, pardon. It's a special favor. And grace is the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man, not by works of righteousness we have done, but as a dispensation, grace begins with the death and the resurrection of Christ. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. It's nothing that we have done. It's nothing. It's not by our works, but it's just the grace and mercy of God, something that was unmerited. We didn't even deserve it. But God, in his infinite love, he looked down on man and he had mercy on man, and he sent his son in the form of flesh. And the Bible said, and he came to his own, and his own received him not. But God sent his son Jesus in the form of flesh and blood. And he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world didn't even know him. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. He came in the flesh to do the will of his God. And when Jesus came into the world, that was God's grace, sending his son, that his son would die for wretches, you and I. God had mercy on mankind, not just me and you, but he had mercy on this whole wide world, something Amen. That we didn't even deserve, but it was the mercy of God. It was a favor from God. Hallelujah. It was unmerited. It was a divine assistance that God gave to humans, to mankind, that we might receive this grace. Now, it was nothing that we did because we were sinning and we were of the world. We were doing all kinds of things that was unpleasing to God. We were doing things that was not according to the word of God, but we were living after our own lust and the things of the world, mm-hmm. all kinds of carnality. But God, he sent his mercy. He sent his word, and his word came to us. Hallelujah. We heard the word of God, and the Lord began to break us down. We began to seek the Lord for our soul salvation. We began to call on the name of Jesus until the Lord converted our souls, until Amen. He sanctified us. And then he sent his Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. He filled us with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Ephesians, the second chapter, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Hallelujah. We were dead. We were in our trespasses and we were sinning. But where in time past we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. But the Spirit, that Spirit that worketh in us, it was the spirit of disobedience because we were walking after the world and the worldly things. God said his word in verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past. Hallelujah, in time past, we had our old filthy conversations, the lust of the flesh. We were fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Glory to God, some of us had so much wrath, so much fury. We are fighting a minute, or we are fighting have had mercy on us, have sent his son, and we receive God. We receive the word of God. Hallelujah. And God had mercy on us. It was just the mercy of God that he drew us in. Hallelujah. I thank God for this grace that he has bestowed upon us, that he has shown unto us. Glory to God. Verse 4 said, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us. You see, God loved us. And when you love a person, you'll show mercy on them. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord did. He saw us in our wretchedness, but he had mercy. For great, his love was great, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By the grace, by his grace, ye are saved. Hallelujah. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith. It's through faith, and it's by the grace of God, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, and it's not of works, lest any man should boast. If it was of works, then man would be boasting, saying, look what I got, or look what I've done. But it's not of works. Hallelujah. For we are his workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus, good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Glory to God. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ. We was without Christ. We didn't know God. We didn't know the Lord. But being aliens, we were alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Hallelujah. We didn't have no hope. We were without God in this world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Glory to God. The Lord had made us nigh unto him by the blood of Jesus Christ, for he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself a twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Glory to God. The Lord, he slew the enmity thereby, and now we have been reconciled back unto God. We have this peace with God now. But God, it was his grace. It was God's grace. Hallelujah. He brought us in out of a world of sin. He had mercy being saved. I'm glad about it. I'm glad tonight that the God of my salvation brought me in. He brought me up out of a horrible pit. He placed my feet on a solid rock. I'm happy. I thank him for that grace of God. I thank him for that mercy. Hallelujah. Nothing that I did is not by my work. It's not how hard I called upon Jesus. It's not how hard I labored. Hallelujah. To come through. But it was the mercy of our God that drew me in. Hallelujah. You can find grace in the sight of God. I'm reminded of Noah. Hallelujah. God had mercy. He showed mercy. And Noah found grace in the eyes, Lord, in Genesis 6 and 8. Hallelujah. The world was about to be destroyed. The Lord was displeased with what was going on. It repented God that he had made man. He was tired of man sinning. Hallelujah. He said he would destroy man. Glory to God. He told Noah to build the ark. And God had mercy on Noah and his family. And he provided a way that he might live. Glory to God. He found favor in the eyes of the Lord. You can find favor in the sight of the Lord if you hear the word of God and turn from your way and give your life unto the God of our salvation. Give your life to Jesus. Turn from your worldly ways. Give up the carnal life and give your life to Jesus. And come on, Jesus. Have mercy on you. Hallelujah. We are witnesses. Hallelujah. The Bible said, so great a cloud of witnesses. We have witnesses. Hallelujah. God has done. I'm a witness that God will do it. He will save you. He will have mercy on you. He will pardon you of your sin. But you must receive this word of God. Change from your way. Put down the liquor bottle. Turn your life over to Jesus. Let him fix it in your life. Hallelujah. Let Jesus take out that old liquor. Let him take out the drugs. Hallelujah. He can do it for you. You can find mercy if you look to the Lord. Receive the word of God. Give your life to Jesus now. Don't wait. Don't wait, because tomorrow could be too late for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. You can find favor in the sight of the Lord. You just give your life to Jesus. Just accept the word of God on tonight. And let it sink in. The Lord is able to forgive you of your sins. I don't care what man says. I don't care what people say. If you see the word of God, the Lord can have mercy on you. And you can find grace in the sight of the Lord, as many of us did. We didn't do anything to deserve it, but it was just the mercy of God. Oh, my God. Tell you, I thank God for how he reconciled us unto God. We were alienated. We were strangers. and we had fallen away from God, but he had mercy, and he drew us back into the ark.
Yes.
I thank God for what he's done. If you want to be saved, if you want to give up that liquor, if you want to be changed, if you want to be healed, if you want to be saved, if you want to find this grace, you can find it on tonight. Just turn it over to Jesus. Turn your heart, your mind, your soul, your body. Give your all to the Lord. The Bible tells us in Romans 12 and 1, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let him renew your mind. Let him change that heart. Let him take out that stony heart and put in a heart of flesh. Glory to God. He can do it tonight as we turn our hearts and minds to the Lord in prayer, believing God and accepting the word of God. He can do it tonight. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We pray that you touch the souls of men. Look on them right now, Lord. Somebody want to make a change. Somebody want to be saved. We pray that you have mercy, oh Lord. Show grace, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help them to receive our word and give their life to you. Help them to turn from their way. Help them, Jesus, to run to you, seeking your faith and calling upon your name. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe your word. We are touched in your word. Touch right now, O Lord. Touch that heart, O Lord. Break up that stony heart. Help somebody to fall out with their ways, to give themselves to you. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, send grace, Lord. Help them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, draw them unto you with your bands of love and your bands of mercy. Have mercy tonight, Lord. We know you can deliver. We know you can save. We are witnesses of what you've already done, of how you saved us. Thank you, Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you continue to bless, Lord. Save to the uttermost, oh, Lord. Help somebody, oh, Lord. Help them to seek your faith. Help them to run to you before it's too late, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look upon every listener, those who are listening, those who want to make a change. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Have your way. Let the will be done. Move, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Jesus, work a miracle in somebody's life. Somebody needs you right now. Somebody needs you. Oh, Lord, help them right now, Lord. Help, Lord Jesus. Jesus, stretch out your mighty hand. Touch right now, Lord. Deliver souls. Bless, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. We believe you today, oh Lord. We pray that you look upon all those who are bereaved, oh Lord. Bereaved of their loved ones. Touch them, oh Lord. Give them strength. Help them to overcome. Help them, Lord Jesus, to continue to look to you. In the name of Jesus, save the unsaved. Deliver the bound. Heal the sick. Save, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We believe your word. We take you at your word. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the soul. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for how you move. Thank you for the blessing that you bestowed upon us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you right now. We give you praise. We give you glory. Your name is worthy. you're worthy to be praised. Bless the
Thank
name
you.
Of Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you right now. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You right
thank,
you, thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Bless
Glory.
The name of Jesus. Continue to bless the Lord. Continue to make ways, O Lord. You know all about it. You know how to fix it. In the name of Jesus. Pray that your sin on soul. Thank you, Lord. Thank Jesus. In the name of Jesus, have my own way. Lead and guide me. Direct me, O Lord. Help me to acknowledge you in all my ways. Let you may direct my path. Help me to stand and walk through. In the name of Jesus, lead me, O Lord. Help me to follow the leading of the Lord. Oh, my God, give me a closer walk with you. Help me to draw higher. Help me, oh, Lord, to get closer to you. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want to go through. I want to endure until the end. Help me, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you right now, Lord. Look on
thank
your
you,
people
Lord.
Everywhere, oh, Lord. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, look on every listener. Pray that you touch every soul, every mind, and every heart. Bless them, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, help them, oh, Lord. Shew favor unto them, oh, Lord. Shew mercy, oh, Lord. And shew grace. Oh, my God, we thank you right now. We thank you for
thank
this
you,
prayer.
God.
Pray that you continue to go with us, stand by us, lead, guide, and direct our path. And we will give thy name praise. Glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank God for that powerful, powerful message.
Yes.
Thank God. Hallelujah. For the prayer. Well, thank you, Jesus. I want to ask you right now, if you will, with me, let us give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord
thank
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to you, Lord
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you. I praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
God.
God
bless your name, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
for giving us grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Something we could not deserve. We couldn't do anything to deserve it.
Thank you,
Jesus. Because of God's great love.
Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. He loved us first. We didn't even know God.
That's right.
God loved us. And he made himself known. Oh,
yes.
Praise be to God. But I thank him because he is so rich in mercy and so full of compassion.
Yes.
He has given us grace.
Amen. I thank the Lord for that powerful message on tonight.
Amen.
Thank God for sending his anointing.
Yes.
Prayer. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My soul is blessed. I'm yet rejoicing. I just needed to take a little time out to give God thanks, because this grace that he gave us, we were not deserving of it. We are not deserving of it. But God has given us this grace. Praise the Lord. You can find grace in the sight of the Lord this night. You don't have to wait. But God, his grace is rich towards
yes.
you.
Right.
I thank the Lord. I truly enjoyed the message. I want to say to Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God. And let God have his way in your life. And for those of you who are listening, the Lord has spoken. The Lord has spoken his word to let you know about his grace, to let you know that he cares for you, that he truly loves you. Praise the Lord. And that, as I was looking at the scripture and reading over it along with Evangelist May while she was reading it, this is grace. Truly, God has given us this grace. Amen. It is by grace that we are saved. So I have enjoyed the word tonight. And at this time, we're going to give way that we may have remarks from our other evangelists who are on the broadcast tonight, we desire to give remarks. This is your opportunity. You may remark at this, may have remarks at this time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Mae Bell, talking about God's grace and saying you can find grace in the sight of the Lord. And as she began to speak, I tell you, I just begin to think of how I'm so glad that God is not like man. But God, he can look beyond our faults and see our needs. And not only that, but he can meet the need. And it's not because we deserve it, but like the preacher said, you know, it's God's unmerited favor. It's that grace. I just want to say to Evangelist Mae Bell, keep on preaching the word of God. And I also enjoyed the prayer as well and the song coming through Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise God. Thank you,
Evangelist
Mae Bell, for the word of God that came through on the evening. Truly, she preached out of her soul under the anointing. I thank God for that powerful message.
Amen.
You can find grace in the sight of God. Amen. Said, when I passed by thee and I saw thee polluted in thy own blood, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live.
Yes.
That's the grace of God. And this may be encouraged. Thank God for the prayer. Thank God for the scripture reading. Thank God for the praise. Thank God for everything that has been said and done tonight.
Amen. Is there any other who would like to have remarks that we might be on the line? If not, we truly thank God for the remarks that we've heard. Just thank God for this broadcast and for all of you who have tuned in. We pray that God has spoken and blessed your soul, and that you can hear his voice. And when you hear his voice, harden not your heart, but just receive the word of God. Accept his grace. It is for you. God wants you to have this grace. You
Amen.
Cannot work for this grace. You can't do good works. You can't
right.
do anything
That's very true.
To deserve this grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All you have to do is just accept it.
That's
and
it.
Even down here, we have companies that will give you a grace period. They don't have to give it to you. The bill
Amen.
Is on the first. They don't have to give you 5 days or 10 days to pay it. They could just
Amen.
Cut you right off. But they
Amen.
Give it to you. And are you just going to give it back, say, no, I don't want that? Oh, my Lord, the grace of God is so precious.
Amen.
You accept his grace tonight. You can find grace in the sight of God. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for you, Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Cynthia, Evangelist Khadija, Sister Cheryl.
God bless you.
And for all of our listeners, we thank God for you. We thank the Lord for the word on tonight. You can find grace in the sight of the Lord. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Lord, he had mercy and sent this grace in the form of his son, Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God. And we received him and we received life. And the Bible was saying, where is boasting then? It is excluded. Boasting is excluded. It's not that you worked so hard, not that you tarried and prayed so hard. No, it was the grace of God, and it was his mercy, because you have some, they may pray, but if God don't have mercy on them, they won't be saved. So it's grace. You can have it if you come to the Lord, give your life, receive this word of God that you have heard on tonight, and the Lord will do it for you. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast, for the word, for everything that has been said and done to the glory and honor of God. We ask him for your prayers. Those of you can get a word of prayer through, we ask that you pray for us and this broadcast and for every listener. And we want to thank God, give praise and glory and honor to God for what he is doing. The Lord has blessed us with a new mission called Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. And we thank the Lord. We look forward to opening up soon. The Lord say the same. We're asking for your prayers. If that's all, Evangelist Hameen, do you have anything else that you'd like to say?
Nothing further.
Evangelist Khadija.
For the new mission.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Cynthia. And we thank the Lord for each of you. This brings the broadcast to a close, and we look to be back here Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you. This concludes the service for tonight.